If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We heard you. 9 years of Bring Back the Snack Wrap, and you've won. But maybe you should have asked for more. Say hello to the Hot Honey Snack Wrap. Now you've really won. Go to McDonald's and get it while you can.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. Alongside is Grant Bills. And alongside is Paul Imig. It's our weekly, dare I say, the flagship show of the Winklerverse podcast network. The WVPN. And it's great to be with you here on Tuesday, February 17th is the recording date of this here on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream and wherever you're getting your pods. Lots happened since we've last triumvirated. And that would be,
since we've last mm-hmm'd.
I was proud of triumvirated.
That's not a word.
I made it up.
Can you do that? Yeah. Okay.
No. Yeah. Since we've last mm-hmm'd.
Yeah.
What has happened? So the Super Bowl happened.
It did.
Pretty boring. Who won again? Oh yeah. Seattle. Yep.
The Rams.
Bucks. Did you listen to my 30 with Jim O?
Yes.
I thought that was a good convo.
Good convo.
Jim's great.
And Jim will always make you feel better about the state of the Bucks. Jim will always do that thing.
I don't know, man. I feel I don't know what's even possible, but I feel like we're the one team that's tanking, but they're not. The one team that's out of the play-in that okay, I'll wait.
Hang on.
Brewers traded Derbs.
True.
The one time I made a friend in this fucking business.
Yep.
I don't even know if I was getting, I don't know. It's just a bummer. We had a nice talk.
Yeah.
I'm bummed.
Third place rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Five years of service remaining on the contract.
I don't know who's more mad, me or apparently Bud Selig.
Yeah. Saw that.
How about
or maybe
that?
This guy? Mark Antanasio on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Again, we're brought to you by Carl's Place for the mming of whom's. And I guess I'll just let you take it away, Captain Imig.
Well, let's do
Vampire.
I should probably take it and go Brewers.
Vampire.
Let's start with Bucks.
Let's start with Bucks.
All right. Better for the health of the Bucks, considering both present and future, if choosing between fighting to make the play-in and seeing what happens, or having the last 2 months be bad. The better option is fighting to make the play-in and seeing what happens. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
I'm going to hit you with a mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's get back to basics on mm-hmm, can we?
Yeah.
So the variance of my mm-hmm is how much I'm like from 1 to 10.
Sure. Mm-hmm. 10. Like you used to drop those on the radio show if it was because you just liked making the noise.
Altizer is probably the best judge of the oomph behind your answers.
Yeah. You know what we should do? We got to get like a second track where we have Toby. Just can you have him say, record Toby separately saying, that's a 3. And then we'll like, I'll have like a button. And then Bart will like mm-hmm. And Toby, I'll hit him. That's a 3. You know, it'll be a nice little addition.
You want Toby drops?
Toby drops. 1. I just need Toby saying, that's a 1.
How come Toby didn't make Cone's video?
I'll have to ask Cone. I don't know. There's a lot of members of the Winklerverse.
Yeah. And there's not too many. He'd be a patriot, I think. You'd have to put Toby as a patriot.
Patriot.
Yeah.
The better option is fighting to make the play-in and seeing what happens. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm. For the health of the future of the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a six.
I was going to say, that's about a six. Maybe a seven.
Maybe a seven.
Maybe a seven. So mathematically, take your emotions and opinions out of this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What? Mm-hmm. Mathematically, and let me do this. Let me do this for the video consumers, and I'll read along with it. And this is something that I also could, I can put video on Spotify, but I just get too lazy every week to do that. But let's look at the tanking situation. Okay, look at the tanking situation. Look at that. The Bucks currently are in ninth with 23 wins. Do you want to be a top five pick? I mean, again, we're going to see what the odds do or the
top five odds. Yeah.
Yeah. But 15 wins for Brooklyn. You're not quote unquote catching Brooklyn. You're not catching these teams.
The Bucks tried. Didn't they give Brooklyn two wins? Didn't they let Brooklyn beat them twice? Aren't two of those Milwaukee?
Well, yeah. Washington's up there. They have 14 wins. Three are against us, I think.
Holy cow. Sacramento has lost 14 in a row.
Yeah. Is that report true that Silver's trying to clamp down on tanking now because gambling companies are on his ass?
I saw the same report you did. I don't know.
If I may just go full screen for a minute to really emphasize my point here.
He's going for a clip here, Grant.
Adam Silver's a fucking loser. All right.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't need anything else than that. All right. So the point of this is you're not, if you want to tank, you're not going to be able to.
Yeah. You've been shopping on Anthropology, but yes.
Yeah. And American Eagle.
Yep. And you progressive and.
Well, that's bad. Tim, you got to edit that out because we're a Dan Shaney family in this house. Get that shit off my screen.
Hit the X. Hit the little, ad box X.
Jesus.
Ugh.
Christmas. So mathematically, tanking's out of the window in terms of, I think, like what we think tanking could and should be.
And let me just jump in and just say purposeful losing a la like the Jazz, the Pacers, there are teams getting fined for trying to lose too much. I'm not advocating trying to lose, but the version where there's like competitive losses and, they're losing, but it wasn't disastrous and purposeful. So again, I didn't use the word tanking in the question. It was just that better for them to lose or to fight their way in an attempted for the play-in and see what happens. So I get where you're going, but I just want to be clear on the,
I think it's better for them to just see what happens. I mean, best case scenario, you win an NBA title.
Okay. That can happen. Yes.
Best case scenario. Most likely scenario is we get to experience what the play-in tournament's like.
Oh, joyous.
And then we get beat by like the Pistons.
This is a huge amount of Pistons disrespect I'm about to show, but like, to what degree are the one seeded Pistons favored over the eight seeded Bucks?
Probably -150. Not much,
right? It wouldn't be the one.
It depends how the Bucks are coming in.
They would be in theory. They'd be coming in off of two play in wins and off of. If they're in the 9-10 game, they just won their past two. And
Detroit's very good. I made my NBA championship bet already in December. I put $10 on the Celtics to win 500.
Let me just be clear. Smart. I told – we had a conversation on – we mm-hmmed in June or July. If you had to make – and this was after Tyrese Halliburton had been injured and after Jason Tatum had been injured.
You don't need to talk about this.
And I proposed to you guys that I think the team I think is the best chance of coming out of the East is the Celtics. And you guys are like, the fucking Celtics. You really dumped on my Celtics take.
Well, I didn't realize they were going to trade for
Vooch.
Vooch, yeah, if I knew that.
I mean, they were good before they had Vooch, too. I didn't anticipate the Pacers just trying to play as poorly as possible. Like, the Pacers shouldn't be this bad.
No.
I'm sorry. They just shouldn't be. Like, there's just teams who have just opted out of the season. Like, who's even good in the East? The Pistons, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're the Pacers, do you regret what you're doing a little bit or you don't care?
Come on. Yeah.
No, you probably don't. Because you weren't going to do anything without your.
But this makes Halliburton, like, this is making Halliburton, like, you know what this is doing? You know what this is fucking doing?
What is this doing?
This is setting up Halliburton to win MVP next year.
Comeback player of the year.
Yeah. If the Pacers win 46 games. I mean, then they're like, I mean, you have a clear win. You have a clear. They went to the finals. Sucked. Yeah. God damn it. God damn it. Can I bet on that for a year in advance, Halliburton MVP?
I think it's a great early bet if you're allowed to make it.
Can I say something else?
No. Yes.
This podcast, we here are going to. I want more money.
Okay.
And so I will take more sponsorships. But I am not getting into the predictive market situation. I'm not having a Twitter account with fucking Kelce or Polymarket logo.
We all on it.
I'm not simping for these brands. Did you see that video of these people betting on traffic?
No. Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, how many cars are going to cross an intersection? It's fucked up.
Were they counting blue cars?
Oh, Dishwalla drink.
Oh, God. What a great reference.
Yeah. So I don't. No. So regarding the Bucks, yeah, I'm going to root for them to win. They're still. It's still like apathetic enough where if you wait the day of, you'll find a cheap seat. Nobody's going to these fucking games.
That's actually great advice that you just shared. I didn't know that it was advantageous still. Okay, good.
I did that once, and then they said that they don't have my ticket, so I had to buy a second ticket when I got there. So
what?
I don't buy day of anymore, so I don't go anymore.
What? When? How? Why? Who and where?
Say more.
Years ago. 2 years ago, maybe. And, I purchased through StubHub like 2 hours before the game. And then I like never got they never sent a code. And then I got there and they're like, yeah, we don't have it. So I just, but at that point I was pot committed. I wanted to go. So I bought another shitty ticket.
Every time I put that phone on the reader, I'm like, please God, please God, please God, please God. One time I had tickets for the top level because we went for Sesame Street Day to get the Elmo bobblehead. And then I bought tickets while at the game to go sit lower.
Oh.
I could have just – but I bought tickets in like the second inning. Anyway, I thought it was a sick-ass move, but
– I actually like it. I endorse it.
I could have just snuck down.
No, you're an honest guy.
I'm an honest man, and look, I'm trying to support my teams. I'm happy to give my teams money.
You're a big Mark A guy. And one day you'll learn to pronounce his last name correctly. One day.
Didn't I just do it here?
You fucking did not.
I didn't?
No.
You Anastasio.
Trey.
Atanasio.
Atanasio.
Oh, it's Atanasio?
There's no N in that opening section.
I'm not
saying
an N. At.
You are.
At.
At.
No, you're just pronouncing the A different.
Well, correct.
It's like saying I'm going to my aunt and uncles. I'm not some British duke. I'm not saying it that way.
Yeah. Wait, you're an aunt guy?
Yeah.
You're an aunt guy? Okay. I'm an aunt. Why am I so fucking surprised? If there's anyone on this planet that's an aunt guy, it's fucking Paul Imig.
I'm an Vampire. Aunt. It's, well, to be clear, it's aunt and uncle.
Yeah, it is uncle.
I made that up.
Here it is, by the way. Here's my Elmo bobblehead I got that day.
Aren't
you? What the fuck?
Aren't you glad you bought multiple tickets for that game?
Hey, guys.
Sounds like he's in the Bee Gees.
Yeah, that wasn't a great Elmo.
I don't know. Jeff Passan can fucking do one. I'm more of a Kermit the Frog here.
I've got my Mickey Mouse down pat.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Let me hear it.
Grant. Mm-hmm.
What? Gorsh.
Oh, yeah. I can top your Goofy then, too.
Well, then fucking do it, Paul.
I'm not feeling it right now. Bart, I'm going to toss it over to Grant for the better thing for the present and future of the Bucks is to try to get in the plane and see what happens.
Which I don't think is a great option. Like, I think that will suck. Like, I don't think that will go well.
Yeah.
But I don't think the other thing is going to go. But like, they're going to get some 17-year-old from Chechnya, and then they're going to trade him next summer, and it won't matter. So like, they're not getting a good player in the lottery.
We're going to get like Tyler Smith and AJ Johnson. We're going to be like, these guys are building blocks of the. Oh, they're gone.
Yeah,
and it's gone.
And it's gone. So I yes. Mm-hmm. But not because I think it'll go well. I just on principle think winning is good. And also I don't think the other thing is like, we're not going to go into this summer being like, and now we have a pick. Like, I think the pick will probably suck because Giannis is going to want to come back and play because he's a competitor or whatever.
Is he like the only NBA player that gives a shit about the All-Star game? Like, he's at all the events. No one else can't be bothered to show up to the dunk contest. He's
DJ Edgecombe didn't want to do the dunk contest. That to me, I'm parroting Bill Simmons, but that's cancel it. Anyways,
the All-Star takes, by the way, very upset about all of them.
It's an annual thing. You just do it on the Monday after, and then you don't think about it for another year.
Yeah, but everybody's wrong. The ratings were better because they were sandwiched between the Olympics. Duh.
Yes, they had the lead-in.
The games, all that shit being earlier. It was earlier back in the 90s. Who gives a shit? That was fine. And then the game was better, but it's because, you know, Fatty and Lardass didn't play.
Somehow Jokic
and
Luka.
Luka. Yeah.
Honestly, those two fucking guys, those two tanked the All-Star game. Those two did it. And they're getting away with it.
Don't you love how Jokic just is mostly apathetic to the actual sport that he plays and no one really holds it against him that much. Nobody really cares all that much.
Yeah, I know he's got the most incredible PR team of all time. I don't get it. I don't fucking understand it.
He's the Sean Payton of the NBA. He's the John Lynch of the NBA.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good comes, Paul.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Big thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp, for partnering with us for this important conversation about mental health.
This is Steve Smith here, former NFL wide receiver and host of the 89 Show on YouTube. So having a counselor and working with BetterHelp, that gives you an opportunity to really start to unpack. But people don't understand, when you unpack things, you also open up a box that you're not always sure what's inside. So I think that's why seeing a professional is extremely important. If you need someone to open up to, visit BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/89 to get started.
We heard you. 9 years of Bring Back the Snack Wrap and you've won. But maybe you should have asked for more. Say hello to the Hot Honey Snack Wrap. Now you've really won. Go to McDonald's and get it while you can.
But by the way, both of my NBA buddies both said, mm-mm. So they disagree with you guys.
Well, they're your friends.
I was going to say, one is an old MacBook Pro and the other is a Microsoft computer in the basement.
Oh, my God. I don't even know how I didn't even think about this.
Uh-oh.
I saw within the last hour, honestly, I saw this tweet about how this guy, God, I got to find this, was like charting his friends. And what he determined was his newest friends have given him a negative ROI.
He's got war for his friends.
They're not worth the friendship that he's given into them.
I love it.
And he's basically saying, how did I see this tweet and not think of Aunt Imig?
Uncle
Imig.
There you go. I think it sounds like a smart guy who's really evaluating his life. good for him.
Bucks are a game and a half of the back of the plane, by the way.
They should absolutely do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Magic are in there. They'll get in. The Hornets are going to get in. They're playing great.
Yep.
Hawks have lost three in a row. Bulls have lost six. So I think you get the 10 or the 9. You're not going to get up to the 8. They're 4.5 back of that.
Who is it right now?
You're probably going to have to win a game. It's the Heat. You're going to have to win a game and then win another game is what's going to happen. I want to see – let's do it. Let's do it. Even if we lose, we get a pick.
They can advance twice before Giannis gets injured too. That'll give them a chance to technically advance two rounds before Giannis strains something.
And it's worth saying, I know everyone listening would know this, but it's not like if the Bucks, they're never going to catch the New Orleans pick, for example. So they're going to keep their own pick.
Yeah.
If they miss, and this is something that Dallas did last year, Dallas lost in the play-in and got the number one pick.
Yeah.
So you, going for the play-in and even, putting every effort to do that and then losing, now the Bucks won't get the number one pick because if they do, it will go to Atlanta via New Orleans, but you'll still get, whatever would come next from the next pick between either New Orleans or Milwaukee in the lottery balls. So, the point is you can go for it and still lose. I think it's relevant that, one of my two MacBook friend buddies, as you referenced it, was mm-mm, but also I'm okay with it. So it's I'd probably better for the long-term health if they lose, but also if they happen to go on a little play-in run, it wouldn't be the worst thing. It would be short term would be obviously much more fun to see them. How many games do they have left? 22, 24?
Yeah.
God, I always forget how much shorter the stretch after the All-Star break is.
Yeah, it's the...
It's not the second half, Grant.
No. The final third.
The final third.
How many games have they played, Bart? You have it up in front of you still?
I do. They have played 53 games. So all right. That's 29 remaining.
9 left, almost the third mark.
Thank you. Thank you very much. If they
did go ahead and, win, what's even realistic for a good second half? 17 and 12 they go, 16 and 13. Is that completely unrealistic? I don't think so.
Oh, I did a nerdy Paul Emick thing the other night. I started College Football Dynasty just to rearrange the conferences.
God, you're getting smarter by the day.
Yeah. So basically the sentiment with the Bucks is the same as it was 10 years ago when it was cheaper to keep them. It's just less of a hassle just to try. That's just less of a hassle just fucking try.
I had this thought since we've last mm-hmmed, which I'm going to keep saying mm-hmmed to try to bring that into the Winklerverse lexicon. Mm-hmm. For a season that will ultimately likely be completely meaningless and a waste of everybody's time, the number of roller coaster ups and downs that this one has had relative to the emotions of the fan, that to me, I think it's been significant. It was completely realistic. I said to you guys a few weeks ago, I just want off this ride. Okay, well, then they keep Giannis through the trade deadline. They win a couple games in the row. Giannis is doing licking lips to Cam Thomas off the bench. And it's I'm kind of curious what this could actually look like, even in a lost season. So, and yet, by the way, Giannis has, the reporting around Giannis, and then to an extent as well, Giannis himself, have been the reason for the roller coaster aspects of this. The only thing I would say is if they make the play-in and win, and they have a competitive series against the Pistons, I do think the thing that needs to happen for the 2026-27 Bucks is to have a different head coach.
I feel like that is a non-starter for them.
That to have a different coach? Somehow it does seem that way.
It really feels to me.
Doc's the guy.
Doc will be here. I've given up talk. I don't want to, I can't be ranting and raving to fire two coaches around here. People are already mad at me. For the one, I want to address that again. This is people fucking hate that I don't like LaFleur. They hate it.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
I think it's more the messenger. I think the message was widely, there's a lot of people singing this song. I think it's more the singer in the way that they're.
Okay. So what's the problem? Why can't I say it?
Because you're a turd.
Yeah.
Don't enable this shit, Paul. Don't.
Oh, this is not me. I've got Cone. We've mentioned it before. I've got him in my head. I've got him in my head at all times to try to not be classic victim, which I do.
He's right. You're doing it now.
I know I am. And that's why he's right to call it out.
Okay.
But. But I think from a casual observer, if you were like somebody that was in a different radio market and you just observed the last 10 years of Wisconsin sports radio, I think you would be like, Bart's criticized differently than other people. His leash is shorter in the terms of public perception. Why? Why is that? I don't know. In other markets, I would be a superstar.
Revered.
Here, I'm sitting in front of a pegboard at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Pariah.
Talking to my bro chiefs.
Your zebros?
Yeah, my zebros. What, we say zebros or some shit?
Have you seen Zootopia 2 yet?
No, but.
But you're
well, I don't know what enough. The butt is. I'm never fucking going to. No, but I'm going tonight. No.
It's on my list.
It's a great Zootopia. Movie. Now I'm worried when movies make sequels, it's like, oh, okay, now we're going to have a universe. We're going to have Zootopia beginning someday, and then a 6-episode on fucking Paramount Plus called Zootopia Outside the Zoo or something.
Zootopia.
The final Topia.
The first Zootopia was a perfectly fine movie. Zootopia 2 is really good.
Oh, good.
I endorse it for you.
Bart, it's too much. You have like a different video every day for a different rate. Like you did a video breakdown of his speech to the Badgers, which was lame, but like that could just, you just let that one be.
No. That's exactly the reason I don't like LaFleur. That was my magnum opus.
It would be my guess that he was not planning to address that he was there and someone from Wisconsin was like, come say something to the team. And he was like, I don't have anything to say. And they're like, it's fine. Just come on. And then that would be my guess as to how that went down.
But if you're an NFL head coach of the Packers for 7 years, don't you think like that should be like, oh yeah, that should be like doing a radio hit for you. Oh sure. Yeah, I can do a hit quick. I can do 10 minutes quick on the Brewers. Do you need to prep? Do you need our questions? No. Matt, can you talk to young athletes for 20 fucking seconds without making an ass of yourself?
A fair retort. That's a fair retort. I'm just
all right.
I'm just...
Enough about you. Let's talk about me.
Anything else on the Bucks?
Good. I said my piece.
Yeah, I did too.
Go.
I just wanted to show you guys. Have you ever checked this out? Look at this. This is Carl's Place. Link in bio. Link in Linktree. Golf simulators of your sort. Hey, check out the website. Look at that. You got the build your own dream golf simulator. You got a little kid doing it. Bogeys are no fun. All weather is golf weather. I probably could prepare a better read, but I'm just showing you. This is called Helping Hands. This is Helping Hands. Right? Do you know about that, Grant?
I don't.
Helping Hands is the TV term for when you're showing something you're talking about.
Oh. Oh. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like their proprietary simulator technology that.
No. And this is what I say for those that are like, oh, I really want a golf simulator, but I have no space or it's not in the budget right now. We've all got a friend that they could put a golf simulator in their garage. Make them do it. Okay. Make them do it. And then go over to their house. Say, oh, you need a buddy. I'll come over anytime.
There you go.
Yeah. So check them out. Paul.
Let's do Brewers. Pitchers and catchers reported to spring training, which naturally leads to this hypothetical question. The Brewers are planning for game 7 of the NLCS. Somehow, miraculously, every pitcher is on full rest.
Let's go.
Don't ask me how that's possible.
We haven't even had a game yet, and you're about to pull this?
This is like when I say before the Packers season, who's going to lead the Packers in receiving yards? This is one of those.
Okay? Can we not do that topic next year?
Based on your projections for the Brewers pitching staff this season, the pitcher you're choosing for that Game 7 spot is obviously Brandon Woodruff. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
No, he'll be hurt.
That was my thought, too.
By the way, I said they're on full rest.
I know, but I mean, there's a difference between a good sports hypothetical and fucking Candyland, Paul. Like, there's...
I like this one. I had a couple different versions of it. I wanted to go this direction.
I think it'll be somebody not on the roster.
I almost literally said the pitcher you're choosing for that spot is someone who's not currently on the roster. I swear to God, that was my next like.
Well, and I don't know. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. Like, one thing that we do in sports radio and as baseball fans is we really go crazy about what that opening day lineup's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But just because it's the opening day lineup doesn't mean it's going to be the lineup for game two, even. No. You know, there's always moves that they're making. So to wonder in advance who could it be, I mean, we just don't know. We don't know.
I would say Brandon Woodruff if he's healthy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Miz would be a two. I was really impressed with Miz in the playoffs, dude. He bowed up. So, like, if he's got to take the ball in a playoff game, again, what day is it? Okay, February 17th. If Miz has to take
it's
a ball in a playoff
Tuesday,
game.
Tuesday, February.
What, it is a random Tuesday in February. I'd be happy with Miz, too. Can we just get Brandon Woodruff in a playoff game healthy for Christ's sake? So, if he's healthy and able to pitch, yes, I want him.
Yeah.
It's like witnessing a solar eclipse.
Yeah.
How close would you have been, Grant, to saying not Woodruff?
Miz is close.
Yeah. You don't want to go with your boy Priester, Chad Patrick?
No. Priester couldn't throw a strike at Wrigley. No.
By the way, you could also answer the question. The starting pitcher for that game seven is obviously a bullpen day.
Bullpen. Start with Trevor McGill. Worked well for him last year, game five against the Cubs. No, I would do Woodruff if he's healthy. Yeah. I just trust that intangible, that metal personality thing.
Did I see that he is the only Brewers pitcher like that has more than 2 years of MLB experience right now? Is that right? I mean, among the starters? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Does the impending lockout taint? Does it limit your groined upness about this season? Because it does for me.
A little bit.
I've got this thing that I talked to a lady about. And what I go back to a lot.
One of the two ladies who you professionally.
The other one's a man.
Okay. One of the two people.
Yeah. My therapist. I don't call him therapist. It's more like a friend. Okay.
Someone you pay $80 an hour to talk to.
Yeah.
75?
I mean, it depends how long that I go. If I go over the, it's, I think it's like structured like 36, 48 an hour. Like if I go into the 37th minute, but she gives me some leeway. Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You know what I want to do is I want to broadcast that. I want her on my show. I want to be like, what if you're a therapist and you're this fucking guy? He's like, hey, I got an idea. Will you do a, I can't even say it. You do an hour pod with me?
I'll tell you
who is going to do an hour pod with me this week and who should be my therapist. So check out Thursday, Frames.
Frames.
Moses.
Frames will be back into the Winklerverse. Where was I?
I don't know.
Killing your excitement for the Brewers season.
Oh yeah, your
groined upness.
Thank you. Very good.
I've had this thought, like, if we knew for sure the world was going to end 7 years from today, and there was no way out, would we do anything like tomorrow, or would you go to work?
This is the plot of the Netflix movie Don't Look Up.
Kind of, yeah. And it's like, at what point do you stop going to work? At what point? So you're on this ride.
Fucking instantly.
You know you're going to drive off the cliff. How do you make that car ride as enjoyable as possible? Or don't you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like this. Can we move on?
What I'm saying is, if I know something bad is going to happen, what they'll tell you is you got to make the most of every day. But I can't if I know the bad thing is still going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the lockout's coming. I'm going to be like 1 foot in, 1 foot out of this season.
It's not going to happen in the middle of the season, though.
I know. It's gonna happen though, and it's gonna be bad, and it's gonna be long, and it's gonna be terrible.
I mean, fine. We'll blame the players and side with the billionaires.
By the way, though,
it's its own thing.
Not inconsequential to this conversation is Tony Clark resigning today.
Mm-hmm.
Director of the Players Union.
Scott Boras can be the shadow director. He already was the shadow director, I suppose.
It will probably. Well, okay. How about this then? Bart, your first love, baseball.
Cubs baseball.
Specifically. How old, what, were you nine during that lockout?
Six, 10, eight.
If it is truly 10. Honestly, if you could fast forward, it's like there was a terrible 2027 baseball lockout. However, the league drastically improved as a result. You would take that trade.
I guess I have answered yes to that question in the past. Because I came back to baseball, but again, it was the steroids that did it.
Grant.
You was lose. Not even alive during the home run chase in 98. Is that fucked up?
I was alive in 98.
When?
February. So I was alive.
When's your birthday?
February.
February what?
98.
No.
What day?
Oh, 25th.
Okay. Next week?
Well, yeah. Jesus
I didn't Christ. Know that.
What did you, I'm sorry.
Paul, is yours in April?
Yeah.
Look at me.
Very good.
No, I would not lose an entire season of baseball. No. No.
Grant, birthday. Yeah,
there you go. Nice.
Thank you, Bart.
What Facebook, bothers me that B is not capitalized.
Facebook probably would have let you know.
Yeah, you're right.
I would not give up a season of baseball. I like my teams to play their games.
I don't really go
like
on Facebook except to save pictures of my friends' wives.
Big dog.
Grant, you were actually answering a good question, I thought.
I like winning, and I like the games to be played. I don't like hypothetical tanking for lottery picks, losing to get coaches fired, missing games to improve the sport. No, I don't want any of that.
No short-term pain for Grant Bills.
I don't know that an entire season missed would be short-term pain. That would be like 6 months of my calendar year where I have nothing to talk about. That'd be long-term pain.
Ah, like 2020.
Yeah. They're always going to play 60 games. Why didn't they just come out right away and say it and admit it to everyone? We all knew that was the plan the whole time.
Speaking of my friend's wife's joke.
Oh, boy.
Let me show you this tweet from Jeff Passan 10 minutes ago here as we're recording. MLBPA Executive Director Tony Clark resigned after an internal investigation revealed he had an inappropriate relationship with his sister-in-law.
Oh, my goodness.
Who'd been hired by the union in 2023.
Oh, I just thought it was to not have to be the players union rep.
I did, too.
Going into
this is good. This will weaken the players' union. Chaos at the NFL players' union has been good because they're weak, and the league gets to dictate terms, and it's better for us, the consumer. This is what we need, actually. We need a fracture in the players' union.
Yikes. Wow. Okay.
No, the players, I want them to make every cent possible, even if it means missing baseball.
Are you going to be on the players' side?
No. God, no. I'm
gonna be on the How owner. Not?
I'm going to side with the billionaire owners and Mark Attanasio.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You're siding with the owners, honest?
Spirit, yeah, mostly, yeah.
Not good.
Why?
Because the owners.
That was one of our best exchanges, just so you know. Neither of you knew if the other one was kidding or not, or to what degree they were amplifying. It was really fun to watch.
And then I hit him with a not good.
Not good. No.
It's bullshit. The owners, they have the magic elixir here. They're going to be able to say to fans, hey, don't you want a salary cap? We're trying to give you that. And the fans are going to be like, yeah. But they're not. They're tricking us. They're going to make us think they're on our side. This is a very devilish tactic where you give the person what they want. But at what cost?
At what cost?
I find the likes of Bryce Harper and Manny Machado to be more unlikable when Rob Manfred, who I think is a decent commissioner, comes into the clubhouse and Bryce
Harper's
like,
he's a good man.
If you're here, Bryce Harper, who drinks raw milk and looks like he's on death's door. If you're here to talk about a salary cap, then get the fuck out of our clubhouse. Like, oh yeah, Bryce, you're such an alpha. Or yeah. Manny Machado, who's got maybe two or three brain cells to rub together, is like, any team can do what the Dodgers do. I don't get it. Like, those are the guys I'm supposed to cheer for? Screw those guys.
Hey, you know what's pissing me off, honestly? You know what's actually bad for baseball is when the Brewers trade Caleb Durbin. That's worse than the Dodgers signing Kyle Tucker to a contract where he's the fucking Sultan.
I tweeted that, and so many people in my replies were like, you're kidding me. You're an idiot. That's my new favorite thing, is just saying this thing that the Brewers have done is way worse than anything the Dodgers have done.
You know what? What would make me do it? You know what? You know what, guys? I'm just going to tweet whatever the fuck I want. And it's not going to, like, I'm going to contradict myself often. And I don't give a shit.
No one will notice.
Who can? Matt LaFleur's a great dad, I'm sure. I'm ready for him to fire up my squad.
There you go.
Keep it going now, he says as he leans back. Keep it going now.
Hey.
Keep it going now.
Stack that shit.
Look,
Matt.
I don't disagree with you that it was not a great. Who cares? Don't you get tired of just LaFleur maxing all the time on all of your feeds? Man. You don't get tired of it?
No.
Not at all?
No, I get tired of people. I don't understand. I don't understand why we don't want our teams. We do more PR work for them than the teams, and they don't even need a department.
Not good.
Not good.
I'm with you. Like, I think the most likely scenario is they win 9 or 10 games next year and they're in the exact same spot. But also at a certain point, like.
And I want to root against them, so I'm right. But I need to root for them, so I'm right about Jordan Love. I'm very conflicted.
Grant, did I not see you? I don't know if I would have seen it if you hadn't responded, but I thought I saw earlier today you responded to one Peter Bukowski, who did a whole thing about the Packers retaining LaFleur makes them all in. Don't.
How does he not tag me in that fucking shit? He's clearly responding to a thing I said yesterday that he quote tweeted. How does he not fucking tag me or ask me? And I'll probably have him on the show this week. But what the fuck, man?
There's Pete. No one doing it like Peter.
Which I think was your exact response, right?
There's no one doing it like him.
All right.
I was with somebody recently. And they were looking at Twitter.
Oh.
And like recently as yesterday, they were looking at Twitter and they saw Bukowski, his tweet, quote tweeting me. And he's like, I don't know about this Peter guy. I go, there's never been in the history of the world someone who is the gap between how cool they are in real life and online. Pete's the best. I love Pete. Online, I want to fucking kick him in the nuggets.
Here's on today's Locked On.
And I'm like that too. But I'm like a distant fucking second to him.
On today's Locked On Packers, here's why the Packers keeping Matt LaFleur is actually a sign that they are all in. It's like, how I'm going to have to listen to this episode.
I know. I got to fucking listen to this shit now. Not good.
Not good.
Not good at all. Speaking of not good, we're going to the and stuff section of the show. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I got some helping hands for you to wrap things up.
Big thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp, for partnering with us for this important conversation about mental health.
This is Steve Smith here, former NFL wide receiver and host of the 89 Show on YouTube. So having a counselor and working with BetterHelp, that gives you an opportunity to really start to unpack. But people don't understand, when you unpack things, you also open up a box that you're not always sure what's inside. So I think that's why seeing a professional is extremely important. If you need someone to open up to, visit BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/89 to get started.
You've made it on time for the McDonald's breakfast menu. You think to yourself, finally, I can start my day. But what if breakfast could be even more perfect? With the hot honey sausage egg biscuit, it finally is. Go to McDonald's and get it while you can.
Going to Blockbuster Video? Or clicking a few buttons and watching pretty much any movie or TV show you want? You can only do it one way for the rest of your life. You would choose Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
What the fuck?
This is a nostalgic, important question that I need to talk about.
Okay, did you hear what I have been talking? I think I brought this up with Carlos, maybe another guy. I brought it up.
I'm only like 10 minutes into the national perspective.
I feel like, so two things I want to say here. One, I think they've had AI capabilities for a long time. And they're just rolling them out now after they trained us for 20 years to, like, be lazy as fuck. If AI, like, if it was 1993 and all of a sudden AI came out, we'd be like, we don't like this.
Yeah.
It looks like I have a booger, but I don't.
You got something.
It's just my hair.
One straggly, like, oranger one.
I know. It looks like a fucking booger. All right, so that's what I think about that. The other thing was... Oh, well, newsflash, it was a booger.
Tim!
No, I got a remedy for that.
Tim.
Okay. So.
Now they want us to wear
two masks. it's so weird putting this on. What the fuck? We had diapers on our face just walking around. Fuck. Look at me.
All right, get to the chlorophyll.
If Blockbuster was like tomorrow, they said, we love nostalgia. We've been hearing this. What we've been doing is we've been building. We've been renting. We're ready. We're back. Blockbuster's back. This weekend, people would flood Blockbuster like it was a new restaurant in a town of 800 people. You would be in line for hours possibly to rent a video, and we'd love it. By the second weekend, DoorDash or Uber Eats or a new startup would have a video delivery service.
Oh.
We'll deliver you. You want a physical copy of a VHS?
Oh.
We'll deliver it for you.
Mm.
And Blockbuster would be killed again in a fucking weekend.
What
we don't really want it. We don't really want it.
I don't know if I don't think I agree with that last part.
I want to be more analog in my life. I've told you that. But if it's a
put your DVDs where your mouth are.
Yeah. I've got a DVD player down here. I got a VHS upstairs or a VCR. Yeah. I always fuck that up.
You put a VHS tape in a VCR. Which, yeah. VHS stands for video hallucination system.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what it stands for.
I can't think of anything quick because of that fucking V. I can't get a fucking V.
Vagina.
So what was your question?
You would really rather have Blockbuster, Paul?
You don't even you don't even pronounce that correctly, you fucking moron.
That's from a movie. What was it, like Ace Ventura, maybe? Or I don't know. No, it was
My kid Ace Ventura. That was a mistake.
The whole movie?
Yeah, because then he's like, what was the part I was like, oh shit, why'd I show him this part?
There's several.
Yeah.
I actually am very excited. There's a handful. So I put it this way.
He's telling his friends, he goes, I go, buddy, tell him what you saw. He goes, I watched Ace Ventura and the lady turned around and had a penis. And I'm like, you want to watch Ace Ventura 2?
When Nature Calls, Bumblebee Tuna. You can start Bumblebee saying that's what
Chicago.
Chicago. Going to Blockbuster, Grant. Did you ever go to Blockbuster? No, right?
My town didn't have a Blockbuster. We had a Mr. Movies. And yeah, I went all the time.
Going to
Blockbuster. I'm not 11.
In Shorewood till like 2014.
Wait, what?
There was a Blockbuster in Shorewood till like 2014. Shorewood, which is getting a lot of shit online for some fucking reason.
Grant, you can go to Blockbuster or click a few buttons and watch pretty much any movie or TV show you want, but you can only do one way the rest of your life.
Choosing the second thing.
The second thing.
Like a reasonable human. But I do, look, I miss going to Mr. Movies. I also miss going to Mr. Movies because I had an entire weekend with an elementary school friend to play Mario Super Sluggers. I don't have that anymore. So
yeah, you got to pick up Pizza Hut on the way back then also. It's all part of the deal.
I can't be a kid again. I wish I could, but going to only get my movies, if I don't even watch movies, but going to get my movies at Blockbuster is not going to make my life what it was. It's just going to make it harder to watch shit.
So the only thing I would say...
And I had Pizza Hut at Paul's house once.
Yeah, it's true.
That was a bad
move. I had both, and I'm looking at them right now. I have a massive DVD collection, which are still proudly on display. A massive, then I bought all the same ones on Blu-ray. Still, I remember Best Buy used to sell like Blu-ray shelves, and I bought like five of them. So the point is, you don't need to go to Blockbuster if you own all your favorites. So the simplicity of it is tempting, but Bart, I'm gonna put my video where my mouth is, and I'm gonna say, yeah, you can be more analog. You can do it. We just got to bring back Blockbuster. Last question. I saw this. I don't know, remember where, but it was definitely on social media. And I'm like, this is a stupid question. I'm going to ask it at the end of Jelly Roll concert or Savannah Banana baseball game. No friends or phone, completely sober. You're choosing the Savannah Bananas baseball game.
Yeah.
Bart hates the Savannah. It's specific for Bart because he hates the Savannah for some dumb reason. I think it's fun. But
I don't like that I wore a shirt before it was cool. I don't like the guy that always dresses up in that full yellow tuxedo. And I don't like how he keeps every interview. He always says, do you want $1 billion or do you want 1 billion fans?
I've never seen that in my life.
Have you ever seen this?
Oh, I have no idea where you're going with this.
This is a brochure. What is the year of this?
A brochure?
May I interest you in stopping by the Fond du Lac Holiday Inn?
Oh, wow.
Which is now a Radisson. This restaurant has been changed. Look at that nice couple there eating dinner. That's my parents.
Really?
Yeah.
The carpet is incredible.
Eating dinner. And then there's some other amenities that this Holiday Inn provides. See, you got the reception room, all that. And there's also, you can golf right across the street at Rolling Meadows. That's a big turning point. But then there's also shuffleboard you can play.
Love it. Is that you?
In the green, yes.
I would have just destroyed you in shuffleboard in 1995.
I don't doubt that for a second.
We didn't know what we were doing. We're just like, my brother's got a two-handed. Anyway, just a little helping hands for you. Also, if anyone wants to send me one of these,
Elmo Bobble with no head. Bart, is that an obvious question for you, Savannah? But you'd still use Savannah Bananas?
If I'm by myself with no phone, I'd rather sit and watch a baseball game than look at whatever a jelly roll is. Just kidding. I know jelly roll. He lost a lot of weight.
Is he big down south or where? Who?
You know, Bart has this theory that Avatar is one of the biggest movies ever, and no one.
Why do you think Jelly Roll's Avatar?
Yes.
Yes.
I like country music a lot. I engage with some of my best friends. We talk about country music all the time. Nothing.
I think it's Avatar.
Drewski's the new Kevin Hart, where people in boardrooms are just like, we need someone to show up at this thing. Drewski?
Minus the funny stand-up in the movies that he made. Like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Drewski. Well, he's got funny skits, but.
True.
I don't think I've ever seen him do anything other than appear at events. What's the story there?
Yeah, he's like a more mainstream Charlie Behrens.
Yeah.
When's the last time that guy put out a Manitowoc Minute?
Sitting on panels for data centers.
I like that. I like that he's doing that.
Nah, you would.
That's all I got.
All right, yeah, I think I'm out too. Anything for you, Grant?
No, nothing else to add. It was nice to see you both. I missed you.
Anything to plug, Grant?
Yeah, anything to plug, Grant? Go ahead. No, 53 minutes in, plug your stuff, please.
No. Nothing to plug.
Did you just kick him out?
Yeah.
Nothing to plug.
I want him to start plugging and then.
Oh, I see. And then you're going to kick him out right when he's
done. Kick him out.
It was nice to see you both. That's what I'd like.
You know what I'd like to plug?
I'm very nervous about the. Next.
I'll just text you. I was going to say Tony Clark's sister-in-law, but I won't.
I thought you were going to say your friend's wives.
I was, but then I went with Clark.
Bye, dudes.
Oh, okay. All right. See you guys, and thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.
USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks, or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.